This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to welcome you to Midweek Manna on this Wednesday evening. Wherever you are, if you're coming home from work, or you're still at work and you're on your lunch break, or if you're just going through something and you just needed a word from the Lord in the middle of the week and you don't feel like going back to the Sunday messages, but guess what? God is bless me to bless you with the service on Wednesday nights now, in addition to our Sunday services. So therefore, we're going to make sure that we bring you the best that we can that the Lord has offered. Want to send out special prayers and thanks for those who tuned in to this Sunday's message. If you have not heard Sunday's message, I also inspire you and encourage you to listen to that message after you listen to this one. It's all connected, all connective tissue, in a sense. So therefore, so you don't miss out, and feel free to share this message, share this podcast with all your friends, family, and loved ones, even your frenemies, because quite frankly, even they need a message from the Lord, even if you don't like them very much. But don't worry, God loves them a whole lot, so therefore we have to do our part in order to just get the message out. You don't have to worry about no feedback after that. You just say, here's something for you to listen to, you know, even if it's just to get him off your back. Amen. But I want to just send a special blessing to everyone, those who are going through this week. I know this week may be a rough one, a tough one, and this day may not have been the best one. But guess what? The Lord has brought us together for this particular service. We're going to be doing a lot of Wednesday services now, so therefore we're going to have two services each week, God willing. You know, it's a blessing in itself to be able to do these things, but you know, when there's a fire shut up in your bones, you just got to get it out. Amen. So let us pray in before we read the scripture and get to the message. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this opportunity to come together once again. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that right now you just be with us. Empty us out of our collective spirits, our collective burdens, collective troubles right now. Heavenly Father, just fill us up with your Holy Ghost presence right now, Heavenly Father, because we need you more than ever. A lot of us are going through a lot of struggles, so Heavenly Father, be it financial struggles, grief struggles, or even just job struggles, so Heavenly Father, and life struggles in general, Heavenly Father, because sometimes we don't know who to turn to when we need to. And right now, we know one thing we need right now is you, Heavenly Father. So right now, be with us. Keep us going, oh Heavenly Father, because we need you more than ever. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's text is another one verse. If you listen to Sunday service, we were able to unpack a lot in one verse. So today we're going to continue that theme from earlier this week. It's going to be coming from the Old Testament. We're going to be coming from Isaiah chapter 33. Once again, that's Isaiah chapter 33. Going to be reading verse 2. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few minutes that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, being grateful, being grateful. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just pray that you just bless this message and bless the messenger right now, Heavenly Father. Use me in the way that you see fit right now, Heavenly Father. Empty me out of my spirit and empty out of my collectiveness, oh Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a very interesting topic to bring up because, quite frankly, a lot of us are going through things right now, and a lot of us are going through struggles. I know I'm going through some struggles, and like I said the other day, I don't mention my struggles a lot, but I can give you a little preface of my struggles. You know, I'm going through things, you know, even though I got employment, I'm still living on my own and whatnot. But, you know, some days it's hard to be able to get up and go about my day knowing that I don't have enough to be enough and to do enough. Amen. And I know that there are many people out here like that as well. I've been perusing a few profiles out there, and I've seen some friends of mine going through some struggles worse than me. You know, some like me and some worse than me. And, you know, they're just finding it hard, you know, and it's kind of hard sometimes to be able to just feel comfortable in your skin when you know that there's a lot of things that are just pressing on you at the same time. A lot of us have pressure. Some of us have a lot of stress because of this said pressure. And it's rough sometimes to get through it when you think you're alone. Amen. You know, and a lot of us, and many of us who are believers, say that we turn to God. And then sometimes we wonder why God has not answered our prayers when we pray it. You know, because a lot of us want that microwave reaction. We want, you know, we put it in there for 5 minutes and we give you a 5 minute prayer. And then once the 5 minutes are up, ding, we want the answer right then and there. If I'm not mistaken, I know somebody out there saying amen. You're right on it, Rev, because I've said that sometimes myself. Yes, a preacher says it sometimes too. Amen. Because sometimes I'm just like you. I'm going through things as well. And sometimes I pray and I want an instant microwave reaction to the prayers that I have. But sometimes God is able. God is just sitting there listening. He wants you to understand that he's grateful and he's happy. Yes, grateful. See, being grateful. He is grateful and happy that you're reaching out to him. Amen. Because a lot of us, instead of reaching out to God right away, we reach out to our fellow man. We reach out to our fellow woman. We reach out to everybody who has no true connection to God. I'm not saying that all of us don't have connection, but I'm talking about a true connection. In other words, they're just a fix. They're giving you a fix to a permanent solution that you need. Because they can't give you the permanent solution because they are not the ones to be able to fix it. Amen. They're not the ones to be able to make it permanent, a permanent solution. They give you a fix. They give you a temporary solution just to get you to the next step. Amen. I've sat here and I've prayed and I've meditated on this message for today and tonight. And I realized that I've been a temporary fix to some people's solutions. Amen. I have come in and saved the day when I couldn't even save myself, amen? And I thought that, oh, I'm doing a good Samaritan deed. I'm doing what the Lord would want me to do, pay it forward, so therefore I get it in return. But I'm also realizing at some point in time that I'm losing the opportunity to get it repaid back because guess what? It's not coming back to me tenfold or a hundredfold like I'm hoping it would, like I do when I give these particular people their temporary solutions to their permanent situations. But guess what? The Lord has told me something. Even in a whole day of solitude, when I took Saturday off from everything, I took Saturday off from everyone. I said I needed to just disconnect and be to myself and be to God and just let God use me in a different way. And guess what? God blessed me with not only one service, but two services. And he said, this is what you're going to be doing every Saturday, Brian, because quite frankly, you need to just reconnect with me every weekend. You can't be going out doing all the good Samaritan deeds when you haven't connected with me in the way that you need to. Amen. And he's probably saying that you can take my name and my situation. I put your name in your situation. And he's saying the same to you. He could be saying the same to you, Sally. He could be saying the same to you, Bill, or whatever your name is, because quite frankly, he's trying to get you to refocus your energy, refocus on him. If you're a true believer, you're not going to be able to focus on your problems the way you think it is. Yes, you have a problem. You have a situation at home where there's nobody around to do what you need to do. There could be a situation where you don't have the job that you want or the career that you desire the most, because quite frankly, you can't afford to go back to school to get the degree, or if you already have the degree, you don't have the time to fill out the resume to apply for the job, or you feel afraid that you're not going to get what you want if you decide to take a step out on faith, amen? Because quite frankly, that's what a lot of us are scared of doing, and I know it, I've seen it, I've walked it, I've been through it. Was I thinking clearly when I left a great job for the government to end up now where I am right now? You know what? I didn't see the future. I only knew the present at the time that I couldn't take it anymore. Amen. And I said, if I stuck around, my fate was going to end up being like some of the colleagues that I knew that are no longer with us. Amen. And I did not want that to be my fate. I did not want to be in the grave at a young age. Amen. But that was me. And you know what? And the Lord finally, after a few years, guided me to this scripture, to this text right here. You need to read Proverbs 33 in its entirety. But verse 2 says it all, because when I read this, because first off, the whole subtext of this chapter is a prophecy of deliverance from foes. And guess what? If your foe is you feeling left out, or you're feeling excluded, or you're feeling like you don't belong, guess what? The Lord sent the messenger who wrote this text, and I bet you it was King David, right here in verse 2, where he says something. He stepped outside of the situation and said this: oh Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. But first, let's just say, oh Lord, be gracious to us. That leads me to the first point. Remember to be patient with yourself. I want to say that point one more time. Remember to be patient with yourself. When David said, oh Lord, be gracious to us, think about it. He's trying to let the Lord know that, hey, be understanding, and be understanding that we got these troubles down here. You are over many, 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 many souls, some of them that believe in you, some of them that don't even know you exist, some that don't even like you, some that ignore the fact that you're around. You have a lot of troubles. Yes, we get that. But please understand that our troubles may be minimal to you, but they're maximum to us, amen? Because quite frankly, we're going through it. We're seeing what we see. We don't see what you see. You see everything. You see it all. You see what we humans, or we people are going through, and you see what the animals are going through, and you see what the other critters in the world that you created are going through. You see everything, amen? And you understand that maybe this tiger's got an issue with a lion, and therefore they're fighting over territory. Yeah, you see that. Or you see a dog and a cat fighting over whatever the heck they always fight over. Or you may be seeing a bird trying to get a worm, and a worm trying to evade, trying to get eaten up by the bird. But sometimes we don't understand that you also see what we're going through, be it a job situation or a human being situation. Amen? We understand that, so please, be patient with us. I know also God is probably trying to say we need to remember to be patient with ourselves. We need to understand that some things are not in our control. Yes, some of us love control. We want to be able to order our steps in our way, dear Lord. We're not in your way, in our way. And sometimes we got to just step back and be patient. Because sometimes I say to myself, I need a new job. I need a new place. I need a new career. I need something. I need someone in my life. But then somewhere along the line, I realize that having somebody in my life, it's not going to change the fact that I don't have a lot in my life. Amen. It's not going to change the fact that I'm uncomfortable being in social situations. It's not going to change the fact that I'm uncomfortable trying to find a job that fits my skill set. Amen. And no, it's not just working in security. It's not just working in a warehouse. I have a mind. I have a creative mind. I have a creative soul. If you haven't noticed that I got this podcast, guess who created it? Oh, yes. Reverend Brian Pusey created this podcast. Amen. Using all the skill set that he used, he learned, he self-taught himself over the years. Amen. I taught myself how to do recording in a studio setting. Even though I'm not in a studio, I know how to record. Amen. I also use some skill set that I've learned over the years when I took voiceover. Amen. So therefore, yes, I could do this voiceover thing all day long if I chose to. I would love to be rewarded in a job that gives me an opportunity to do this. Amen. But in the meantime, I have to focus. I have to be patient, because one of the things that I have not been in years, but I'm starting to become, is a little bit more patient. I'm patient with family situations. I'm patient with life situations. I'm patient with the fact that, yeah, maybe the person for me is not who I want it to be. Maybe it's a person that is looking at me from afar and says, I want to be with him because that guy knows what he's doing. Maybe. I don't know. But you know what? I have to be patient with myself before I can look outside myself. Amen. And you got to do the same. You have to be patient with yourself on the inside before you go looking on the outside for some temporary satisfaction. Amen. Verse 2b. We wait for you. And I want to also add this part. Be our arm every morning. This leads us to the second point. Remember that God's word is solid. I'll say it again for the note takers. Remember that God's word is solid. Think about it. As we wait for the Lord to answer our prayers, after we learn how to be patient with ourselves, now we got to learn how to be patient with God. But we also got to remember, he's going to be our arm every morning. Amen. He's going to be right there by our sides when we are going through a situation. A lot of us don't think that he's going to be there because we are so wrapped up in our drama. We're so wrapped up in our horror, in our terror, in our suspense, that we don't even see that God is already there. He's already got us covered. The moment we say, let it be, or as we normally say, amen. The moment we say amen to the prayer that we want, that we deliver to the Lord, he's already answered our prayers. Amen. You know, that's one thing I have to learn about myself. He already answered my prayer. I already know what's going to happen on the other side. But I got to get there. I got to be patient enough to allow the Lord to take me there. Amen. And that's what you have to do for yourself. You got to allow the Lord to take you to the next level, to the next step. You can't be looking at somebody else and say, oh, I wish I was like them because they seem like they got it going on. In truth, they may not have it going on. They just got that particular thing that you're looking at going on, but they don't got everything else that going on because they're looking at you. Amen. And they say, boy, I wish I was like you. Like they would wish they were like you because they think you got it going on. That's only because we are slightly disconnected, not just from the Lord, but sometimes from our own selves. Amen. I didn't realize how much my internal problems were created by me. Amen. I didn't realize it. Some of them I created by myself. Some things I've always said, I've done some things past, present, and even at this very minute, I've done some things that I wish I had never done. But you know what? I got to own up to it. I'm accountable for my actions. Amen. I'm sorry that I've done it. I wish I hadn't done it, but it was a moment of weakness, and that's all I got to say about it. And I'm not going to sit on that throne forever and say, oh, I enjoy my weakness. No, amen. I'm going to work harder to be able to be smarter and be able to do better and be better. Amen. I put out on a post the other day. I'm going to summarize it a little bit because I don't remember it verbatim. I said this: if you're not encouraging me to be better and to do better, be it a job or a person in my life, I'm going to go stagnant. What does that mean, Reverend Brian? I'm glad you asked. It means that if you're not motivated every day to be better and to do better than who you are and do better than what you've done, guess what? You're going to grow stagnant. You're not going to feel as motivated to get up and do the do that you do every day. Amen. I work a job that's very, very simple. And you know what? After the first couple days, first couple weeks, I said, man, this job is easy. I love it. But, you know, after the first few weeks of mastering it, after finally realizing how to, because of this job, you can't have any errors. They'll ding you for everything. I learned how to minimize my errors. And once I got past that, I said, I want to do more. I want to be more because I don't want to get stagnant. Amen. And I don't know about you and your job and what you're doing. You should feel motivated to want to do more and be more. Yes. I remember the security job I held for many years. And you know what? Very easy. Very easy. But I got stagnant along the way. It took forever for me to get promoted. And by the time I got promoted, I was burnt out already. I didn't want to do it anymore. Regardless of how challenged I was by wanting to be in that position that I had strived for since day one. But you know what? If I could go back in time and talk to the younger version of me, and I'm not just talking about the one that just got promoted. Of course, I would talk to him too, but I would talk to the one before that, before I even got the promotion. I would tell him that you got to be patient. You have to understand that there's a time and place for everything. That's what the Lord wants us to do when he wants us to remind us that his word is solid. I was just like, you got to remember, there's a time and place. It wasn't your time. It wasn't your place to get it when you thought you should have gotten it. Yes, you could do it. You probably should have been working on doing something more, like volunteering to be more, volunteering to do more. And so if you did that, maybe they would have seen it sooner. They would have seen the spark that you already had in you, and you would already gotten someplace even quicker than I did. Amen? I bet you if you could do that to your younger self, I wonder what your younger self would say. I bet your younger self wouldn't even believe that you're you, that you're him or the her of the future. Amen? Bet they wouldn't believe it because they wouldn't recognize you because you've been transformed, because you had to go through it in order to be transformed. That's why I always say, even if there was an opportunity to go back in time and change things, why would you change it? Because you wouldn't be who you are today if you changed it to back then. Because whenever we say, if I knew then what I know now, it would be completely different. You darn right it would be different. You want to know why it would be different? It's because you would not have gone through the struggles that you needed to go through to get to where you are now. Amen? If I hadn't gone through some of the things I've gone through, you wouldn't be listening to Safe Haven Podcast today. Amen? After you remember to be patient with yourself, after you remember that God's word is solid, you got to remember this part too. This is third point, final point. For today, for tonight. Remember that he has done it before and will do it again. Oh, amen. I'm going to definitely say that again. No takers or not. I'm going to say it one more time. Remember that he's done it before and will do it again. Last part of the verse says it's simple. Our salvation in the time of trouble. In other words, after he said, be our arm every morning. Our salvation in the time of trouble. Guess what? He has saved us from so many things. If you don't believe me, look back in your own history. Look back in your life. He saved you from certain calamities that would have taken somebody else's lives. Amen? You were in an accident that would have killed a normal person. But you are normal because guess what? The Lord saw something in you and he saved you. Amen? He saved you from a situation that could have taken your life on another opportunity. He saved you from being on a job that probably didn't like you anyway, by removing you from that job. You may not have liked the idea that you were removed from that job, but guess what? God, he blessed you with something else, did he not? Amen? Look, I'll give you a story. I'll give you a little eyewitness testimony. I'll give you a little testimony of my own. For a whole year, from June 2022 till May of this year, I had a job. I had a job at a reputable auto dealership, amen. I'm not going to say their name because I'm not going to put the spotlight on them. I was there for a year, almost a year. Did I like the job? Not really. But you know what? I went as much as I could. I was going through my personal struggles. But you know what? Some days I fought to go through it. I fought it. Some days I called off too many times because A, I didn't want to be out there in the rain. I didn't want to be out there in the snow. And I definitely didn't want to be out there in the cold, amen. But some days I pressed my way through, and I did it anyway. But down to the last day, down to the last week, when a tragedy happened in my family, and it blew my mind because it was an auto accident that took a couple of family members from me. And here I am in a car dealership, and I'm driving the car. I messed up the car that I was working on because I didn't know that this was going on. I felt it in my system, but I didn't understand why. But then a week later, they let me go. Was I upset? Not as much as one would think. I come back to work, and I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this. Because here I was. I finally found somebody outside to talk to. And guess what? There is no problem with me saying it. Talking to a therapist is a great thing. Because you'll be able to talk some things out with someone other than just praying to God sometimes. That's what God does. He'll put somebody in your path in order to help you out. And guess what? He put that in my path. And At that time, here I am working it out. But then they decided to remove me. Amen. I was first initially upset a little bit, not completely. I was just like, I got it. I understood it. I didn't really say much. I didn't fight. Didn't do anything. Didn't argue with them. Didn't go back to back with them saying, well, this blah, blah, blah. No, I accepted it. Amen. And in my acceptance, I thought that I was going to get my unemployment. I saw how much I was going to be bringing in unemployment. I was happy. I said, good, that'll help me balance out a little bit, you know, while I try and find another job. But guess what they did? This is when the devil came in and he took that away from me. He made sure that I didn't get that severance pay, that unemployment pay. So that meant I had to take a job. The first thing that offered itself to me. And that's where I am right now. I have no problem with the job that I got. It's just that I feel like I would have loved to have had another opportunity to find something else. But that's okay, because the Lord is still making pressing away for me. I'm still in a house. I'm still paying bills to the best of my abilities, even though I wasn't really doing a great job even before I lost that other job. But you know what? I still made a way. Amen. And what the moral of the story is that God is going to make a way, because he's done it before. He's gotten me out of situations. He's going to do it again for me. He's going to get me out of another situation because he knows my heart. Just like, okay, right now, take my name out of it. Take my situation out, put your name and your situation in, and guess what? He's going to make a way for you like he has done before. He did it before. He did it for you before. He's going to do it again. Amen. That is what the Lord is all about. And that's why I love the Lord so much, because you know what? God is great. God is awesome. If you don't understand that, that means you haven't gone through it yet. But I pray that when you do go through it, you remember this message. You remember what the Lord has done for you before today. And you'll remember that he will do it again tomorrow. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the message, oh Heavenly Father. We want to continue to be grateful to you, oh Heavenly Father, because you've done more than you had to do for us, oh Heavenly Father, but we're glad that you're still doing what you're doing for us even in this moment. So right now, you just continue to be with us, guide us, keep us going, Heavenly Father, keep us flowing, because we know that without you, it would be impossible to do anything. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Midweek Manna. We're going to be doing this every week, God willing. Going to have me come on and probably have a few guest ministers rotating in and out to do Midweek Manna in addition to our Sunday services. This is one great way to be able to spread the word about Safe Haven, because we are trying to get Safe Haven to more houses, to more people. We want to connect with everybody. We don't want to just connect with the same few. We want this to be the biggest ministry that you could think of. Oh, Heavenly Father, this is a beautiful thing. Thank you, God, for that right now. Amen. See, I'm already praying for it. I already know it's so, because I'm encouraging everyone who's listening to this to pass this to 50 people, pass it to 100 people. Make sure you just get this out here. Get it out there that Safe Haven Podcast is real. It's a ministry. It may not be brick and mortar, but guess what? It's a brick and mortar wherever you're listening to. It could be a brick and mortar in your house. It could be on your television, on your Spotify screens, or on your Apple screens or Google screens or whatever you listen to for your podcast pleasure. We are so grateful to have everyone be a part of this ministry. Amen. For those who are encouraged and inspired to have Reverend Brian Pusey, me, come to your church and preach, or the guest on your podcast to sit down and talk with you, please reach out to me at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you go to the ministry contact section, and you just fill out the ministry contact section, and I will definitely get back to you ASAP. If you have a prayer request, same section in the podcast, in the website, go there and just leave a prayer request. If you are a minister, an aspiring minister, and you would love to have a part in this ministry by speaking on here at some point, you can go to the website, and also go to the register as a guest section. That's also at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Well, I'm going to leave you now, and I'm praying that you get through the rest of this week with God's backing and God's understanding, because this is a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. God willing, you guys will hear from me again on Sunday with a new message. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for the service and the message, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that we just be able to use this time, oh Heavenly Father, to be able to be more patient, oh Heavenly Father, to be more grateful, because we know that without you, like we said earlier in another prayer, oh Heavenly Father, without you it is impossible to do what we do, oh Heavenly Father, because you are who you are, oh Heavenly Father, and we are grateful for that. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. And I will see you guys next week. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.